You're listening to This Is How We See It with your host, Eric Lee, the show where we say it like we see it.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show. You are tuned in to This Is How We See It. My name is Eric Lee, and in the studio with me is Miss Ronnie V.
Hello, hello.
Miss Nikki is here.
Still in timeout.
And Tanae is here.
Hey, hey.
All right. Okay, let me just tell y'all. Peebo Bryson followed us on Twitter. The Peebo Bryson followed us on Twitter.
What up, Pete?
Hey, Peebo.
Now, y'all know I think Peebo Bryson, because remember, I think you guys asked me who was like my favorite R&B. I think when we were talking about the song, our favorite songs. And Peebo Bryson, I said, was like one of my favorite all-time R&B singers. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Mr. Bryson, so much for following us. And let's get into the show.
Alrighty.
Okay, so today's show is about stories of betrayal.
Dun, dun, dun.
I knew you were going to say that. Yes, so we are going to be talking about today either our own personal stories or, you know, stories of other people that we know who have been betrayed. I think everybody can probably relate to this topic. I really do. Mm-hmm. So let's start. Who's going to start? Should I start? I think I have the longest story.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Well, I think I told you this story, Ronnie V, before, but I had a really, really good friend, and okay, this is one story, but I've got two betrayals in this one story.
Okay.
Okay. So, very good friend of mine, very close friend of mine. I mean, you know how when you meet somebody and you click and it's like, you like the same things, you just get along, your personalities, you know, and you become really, really good friends, mm-hmm. you know, and this is what happened, to me and, this person. And, even to the point where we, became roommates. Now y'all know to me that's, you know, rooming with someone, right, is, and how that started was, he was living with some girl, I don't remember who it was, and she put him out for mm-hmm. some reason, and so he needed a place to stay, so he was staying on my couch, and I just said one day, you know, well, I'll get a two-bedroom, mm-hmm. you know, you can have your own room, I have my own room, you know, and we'll be roommates, and that was, you know, that went on for about a year. And I mean, we were very, very, very close. I mean, I had three best friends really, but, he was like a new best friend, but I, you know, Rodney and Jamie, mm-hmm. of course. One night, I remember this night just like it was last night. And it's odd to me. I remember the conversations. I remember everything about it. And this was 13 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was on the couch and I was doing performance appraisals for my staff. Mm-hmm. You know, every year you got to do those performance appraisals. And I had my laptop out and I'm typing and he comes through the door. Now, normally when he comes through the door, he says, "What up?" You know, something like that. You know, mm-hmm. "What's going on?" He said not a word. Mm-mm. So he looked down at me and then he went to the back. Now, his room was, our rooms were like really close to each other. He stayed back there maybe 2 minutes. He came right back out and went out the door. Not a word. So I remember saying, and I think I said it out loud, "Well, forget you, you know, forget you there." I remember saying this out loud. Finished performance appraisals, go to bed, woke up the next morning. I noticed that he wasn't in his room. Mm-hmm. No big deal. I mean, he stayed out before, you know, so okay. You know, maybe he got lucky. I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. And I'm getting dressed and I'm missing my wallet.
Oh my.
And so I said, okay, now I am very particular about my wallet.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh my God, I must've lost it somewhere. I don't know how, but I must've lost it. So I called my bank cause I had my debit card in it. And the rep gets on the phone. And she says, okay, well, when's the last time you used this card? And I said, well, yesterday at lunch, I got money out of the teller to go get lunch. She said, yeah, I see. It's about 1 o'clock. I said, yep, that's the time. And she said, you haven't used it since then. I said, no. She said, well, somebody's been using your card. And I said, well, what do you mean? She said, well, somebody's been using this card. And I said, well, what, you know, where? Because I'm thinking that they're at a store, you know, and swiping, you mm-hmm. know, and just signing, you know, my name is on the card. So, you know, signing the card. And I said, well, you know, well, what did they buy? Where, you know, where did it, you know, what did they buy? And she said, no, you don't understand. She said, they're getting money out of the teller machine.
What?
She said, you had to have given someone your PIN.
Is it me or am I the only one who's feeling hot? I'm just like, oh my God. Yeah. I'm kind of scared.
Yeah. I'm like, I said, lady, you've lost your mind. I said, I have never in my life given anybody my PIN. She said, yeah, you did, because they're on. She said, oh, hold on. They're trying to use it again.
Oh, my God.
And so I hear her typing. And she said, boom, got it. She said, whoever it was, they won't be able to use it anymore. So I'm like, what is going on here? And she said, Mr. Stancil, you had to have given someone your. And then I stopped. And I said, oh, my God. I got the flu about, it was almost a year before, and I didn't have any juice. I had no soup. I had no medicine at all. I mean, one of those flus where you're out mm-hmm. for the count. And I asked him to go to the store, and he told me he didn't have any money. And I gave him my card and told him my PIN.
And he remembered it a year later.
And he remembered it a year later. Later.
Oh, he was waiting.
Yeah, he wrote that down.
He was had waiting. To.
Yeah, tattoo.
Had to. I mean, it was like,
it was 1, 2, 3, 4.
Like, no. Oh, it was almost a year. And I said, oh my gosh. She said, do you remember who? I said, I absolutely do. So she says, well, she said, oh my gosh. She said, Mr. Stancil, she said, they got a decent amount of money out of your account. She says, and I'm seeing they're going and getting the max and then like hours later going. So he had been using it through the night. And I guess he tried one more time that morning to use it again. And of course she stopped him. So, you know, you got to go to fraud center and file a report and all that stuff. So I called the police and told the police where he worked because I knew it had to be him. Mm-hmm. I knew it had to be him. I have never given anybody my PIN to my card. And so the police came, filled out the report. And after the police left, there was a knock on the door.
It's getting juicy.
So I said, look out the window. And it's one of his girlfriends that used to come to the house. She lives in the building. And I remember I asked him earlier. I said, you know, where? I can't remember her name. I'm going to call her Sandy. I said, where is Sandy? And he was like, oh, I don't see her no more. So when I look at my peephole, it's Sandy. Mm-hmm. And so I open the door and she says, are you okay? So I'm like, why would you be up here asking me, am I okay? She said, I just saw the police leave. She said, and I know it has something to do with you. I said, okay, so why? She said, I said, well, have you seen Eric? His name is Eric, too. Mm-hmm. And she said, no. She said, actually, if you've noticed, I haven't been to your house. And she said, I'm going to tell you something. She said, one day I came up here. She said there were about 25 people in your apartment. She said, and they were snorting cocaine.
Have mercy.
What?
I said, oh, my God. I said, well, why didn't you tell me? She said, I didn't know whether or not you did it or not. She said, it's your house. You know, maybe you were in with, maybe that's what you do. She said, I didn't know. She said, I can't be around that. That's why I haven't been coming to see him. So go to work. And police called me back and said, He hasn't been to work in 2 weeks. They haven't seen him in 2 weeks. So he done, you know, abandoned the job. Mm-hmm. And so fast forward till Sunday, I got the locks changed and I went to church because I had not been in church for a while. And I was like, you know what, Lord, maybe this is happening to me, you know, because I need to get my behind mm-hmm. in church. And came back from church and my apartment had been broken into and all of, not all of the stuff, but my laptop, my DVD players, all my DVDs, my stereo, gone.
Wow. The DVDs too.
DVDs too, gone. So I called the police again. They came out, found out the balcony, because we lived on the second floor, and you could easily boost somebody up on the balcony from the first and get up there. So that's what the police were thinking, what happened. And so I remember saying to myself, well, thank God I wasn't here. And the police said, oh, no, it's home invasions. Now, they don't care whether you're here or not. He said they're breaking into homes when people are there and they're tying them up. Oh. He said, but I tell you what you do, don't stay here again. So I go to my rental agency and I said, I need a new apartment, show the police report. And she tells me I don't have anything for 2 weeks. Now, Jamie, my other best friend, was there with me. And so that night I spent the night with Jamie. So I came back and he said, well, you know, let me know what, you know, what you need. So I called Jamie. I said, well, I need, you know, 2 weeks. And Jamie said, well, you can stay with me. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask my other friend, Sean, at least who I thought was my friend.
Oh, Lord.
And I said, I'll stay 1 week with you and I'll stay 1 week with him as not to crowd y'all. Because, you know, I've lived by myself. I know, you know, some people are funny about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I call Sean, tell Sean the whole situation. Guess what my best friend Sean tells me?
That he's there right now.
No. He said, he said, well, you can stay here for 1 week. Now, I needed 2 weeks. Now, I told him 2 weeks and my apartment would be ready. He told me, well, you can stay here for 1 week. Meaning, you only I'm only giving you 1 week. My best friend who needs me and you trying to tell me that I can, you know, that you can only give me a week when you know I need to. Didn't know that Jamie had already said I could stay with him.
Yeah.
Didn't even ask. But I can only stay with you for 1 week.
Yeah.
So I felt betrayed by the first. And by the way, he was on drugs. That's what happened. The first guy, mm-hmm. He had gotten hooked on cocaine and owed all this money and stuff. And so that's what. What's going on. Mm-hmm. But then I felt betrayed by Sean too, because I'm saying to myself, we are best friends. You could have stayed with me for 2 months.
Yeah.
If that's what you needed. Nobody else could do it, but you could definitely have stayed with me for 2 weeks. And so, you know, needless to say, our friendship was over. And I'll tell you what, like a lot of people ask me, like, well, why didn't you confront him? Here is why I did not confront Sean, because I didn't want him to think that I felt he was obligated to help me, because he was not obligated to let me stay with him for any time. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I just felt that us being best friends, you would have been there, you know. And like I said, again, you didn't even know that I even had someplace to stay for the other week.
Yeah.
Just the thought of you saying, well, you can stay with me for a week. Meaning, you know, that's it.
Just bananas.
I mean, and I felt, you know, and needless to say, we just didn't, I just, after that, after all of it happened and I moved and I just got to thinking about it. And I said, you know, it's obvious that our friendship is not, I view our friendship different from apparently where he, you know, views it. Mm-hmm. And we have been best friends for years, ever since I had moved to D.C., so, yeah, that's my story of betrayal.
You're obligated, just so you know.
Do you guys think, I mean, was I right? Like, to really end the friendship, you know, to say, I didn't say you were obligated to do it, but.
It's unspoken.
Right. I would just think that, you know, you would be there, excuse me, and say, dude, 2 weeks, don't even worry about it.
Yeah, because, like, I would have gave Nikki a week and one day.
I doubt it. She obligated, and I'm obligated. And I really believe that real friendships are obligated.
Absolutely.
Obligated.
Even though I still, and that's the one reason why I didn't bring it up to him. Because he asked me one day, he was like, I feel that we're not close anymore. And you know what I said to him? I said, people grow apart.
Yeah.
And he was like.
And you should have said, in a week span.
and it only takes a week.
And I remember he said, yeah, okay. And a friend of mine, another friend of mine asked, said, why didn't you tell him? And I said, I did not want him to think that I felt he was obligated. You know, because bringing it up and fussing about it, it kind of. You know, kind of would make me look like, well, you feel that I'm obligated to let you stay with me. But that is my story. Two betrayals in one story.
Heathens.
We'll be right back in a moment. Stay right with us. We are back. Talking today about stories of betrayal.
Trifling people. Trifling.
Yes, I told my story. And what I do want to say is that you reap what you sow. And the person I was talking about later was seen sleeping on a park bench. He had hit rock bottom. And apparently, I don't know, I guess lost, you know, didn't have any place to stay. And was sleeping on a park bench.
Or
people, you reap what you sow.
Or he could have just been out there too long and had a little nap.
Yeah, he had a nap all right. Yeah, he was napping. Nikki, you are up.
All right. So I'm going to start with this one because betrayal, like this one was the ultimate betrayal, like for real. But it was actually my mother. I have an older brother and sister that are 5 days apart. And I don't know, maybe you would know how life works in the hospitals here in Raleigh. I look back at her, not you. But back then, you know, they were, to hear my mother and father tell their story, it's like amazing. We could sit through it every time. But basically, my mom was on one end of the hallway and her best friend was on the other end of the hallway and they were both having a baby by my mother's husband. And my mother and her best friend were best friends up until that very moment. Like, she had no idea whatsoever. And
are you
how
serious?
She found out was a nurse came into her room and called her by her best friend's name and asked her, like, it was my brother and my sister. So she's looking for the boy, and it's a girl. But believe me when I tell you, I feel like that nurse knew what she was doing, because you ain't mistake that. They don't look nothing alike.
Right.
And my sister is very high yellow. My brother is very dark skin. I don't know what they look like coming out. But either way, point is, that's when she found out that her best friend had had a child by her husband. And it's so amazing because growing up, his mother ended up passing away from cancer, and her mother lived in Apollo Heights. And when we would go over there to visit, my mom, every time she would leave, she would just shake her head and be like, that lady is still trying to apologize for her daughter. But she loved my mother. Like, she would always embrace her and love on her. And you could tell that it was something there. And my mother said it was just her empathy of, I hate what my daughter did to you. Like, I cannot believe she did that to you. But, I mean.
And your mother never knew.
Never knew. Never knew. But and, I mean, when
and
you
having
read,
the baby at the same time.
At the same, 5 days apart, though. My brother was born on the 25th, and my sister was born on the 30th. But they were both in the hospital at the same time. So my brother came out first. His mother was still in the hospital, I'm assuming maybe with complications, or maybe they just stayed in that long.
Yeah, they did back then.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And so my sister was born on the 30th. And honestly, my mother stayed with my father, and we're all really close. But in between time, that's why I tell people that whole, you know, parents staying together for the kids. That's not what they did, but at the same time, their marriage lasted till death did them part. But woo, it's some stories in between. So that was like.
And do you know, you weren't born then, apparently?
No, I'm then? The baby. So
do you know, like, what was his excuse? I mean, do you know about what his excuse was? What was.
My mother left a lot of diaries behind. Both of my parents are deceased. He was my stepfather. But anyway, she left a lot of diaries behind. And when you read the story, basically, my mom's mom died when she was 14. His mother died early. So my stepfather's family, his older siblings, excuse me, raised him, and they ended up also taking my mother in. So they met. She was 14. He was 16. So they grew together, and they loved each other, but they lived while living. You know what I'm saying? Like, they lived while being married, because they, like I said, there's a whole lot of stories in between, even me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And how I was conceived. So, I mean, they just, they stuck together, you know? Like, I mean, I will never forget the day my father died. My mother jumped up, and it was like she was saying goodbye to her best friend. So, but in between, once again, they lived. They both lived their life.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's the ultimate betrayal.
That's some General Hospital Young and the Restless stuff right there.
Don't ever do it. Don't ever do it.
Wow, that's wow.
Yeah. And so can I go to my next one?
Oh, yeah, go.
Okay, so adding to that into my life now, so my daughter, by a guy in Georgia, he was, I won't call him a high school sweetheart, but I met him when I was 17. He was 23. Probably I was being fast. But anyway.
That's nothing new.
Shut up. You had your baby first. Anyway, long story short, I came home one time. Well, I called Georgia home. I grew up there for 6 years. I came home one time, and me and him were hanging out. And even till this day, we don't talk as much, but we're cool, you know? And we bug out a lot. And he told me one time, he said, Charisse, and you know he said it different, but I'm going to say it radio type style. He said, Charisse performed oral sex on me.
Who's Charisse?
She was my best friend.
Oh, Lord.
Now, mind you, I was like, shut up, you lying. But me, I'm slick. So the first time it came out, then we got to start recording. So, you know, I pulled out a little phone. He didn't know. I hit record. So I'm recording this whole conversation. So I was like, Carlos, well, his name, do we call him Tricky, Carlos, whatever. I was like, you lying. No, she didn't. So he started telling me, they work together. So he started telling me the whole conversations that they would have back and forth. And he was like, and you know she ain't attractive. So I won't try to hear it, you know, for a long time. But she kept telling me that's what she want to do. I ain't even got to do this, do that. She just want to perform oral sex. So he was like, I gave in and let her do it. I was like, okay. So I said, you know I'm going to ask her, right? So, and of course, I'm giving the short version of this. So anyway, I see her. And this was like later, not later that day, but like later, like weeks later, not, you know, same time frame. And we're hanging out or whatever. So I asked her about it. And she tells me that I'm lying. Like, I'm lying. He didn't tell you that. So I said, you sure? Because now I'm pulling out the recorder. I was like, so I'm going to let you hear him tell. He didn't tell you that. He didn't tell you that. So then when I let her hear the recorder, she still says, now we both lying. He lying. He lying. He lying. But anyway, that was I wouldn't even call it an ultimate betrayal, because my mom used to tell me that she was not a good friend and she was not the person I needed in my life.
Isn't it interesting how parents know stuff?
Every friend that my mother told me was no good turned out to be no good.
What'd she say about me?
You were crazy. turned out to be no good.
That's,
you know,
accurate.
I remember my grandmother used to tell my cousin Kim all the time. Mm-hmm. And every time she would say that, that person would do something to let her know that she was not.
Snakes which reveal themselves at all times.
They will. Yeah. Wow.
I think everybody can have a little snake in them, but it's all in if you let it come to life. And she did on several occasions. So I finally let the friendship go. And it's funny because I was thinking about her the other day. Like, I must say, at the end of the day, we had some good times together. But she was one trifling mother.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
Yes, indeed. But
wow.
Those are my betrayals. Mine's my
mother's. Stories of betrayal. Tanae?
Well, I'm going to be honest, you know, nobody don't get over on Tanene because she don't play them games. You know, I'm Tanene. But I did have one friend who I would say kind of betrayed me, but not really. So I had a friend who had a boyfriend and he liked to hit her. And I said, okay, you know this guy's hitting on you. You know, why you still staying? So she called me in the midst of it going on. So me and my boyfriend at the time, we went there to
help her out.
Yeah. So, you know, my boyfriend, hope we forget the tussling, you know, obviously he loses that fight.
Your boyfriend is tussling with
her boyfriend.
See, that's why I say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I learned my lesson with that. So then, you know, we all, I'm playing Captain Saver, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I tell her, you know, you can come stay with me or whatever. And, you know, she has a daughter as well. I'm like, it's okay. You know, y'all can come stay with me. She's like, no, y'all just stay in the shelter. I don't want to do that, you know. I said, no, come on and stay. You know, you come stay with me and my grandma. So she stays or whatever. And then
she stays with you and your grandmother.
Yeah, for like 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my grandmother, she is a very loving person. she, you know, she loves everybody who she meets. And I have to tell her, you can't love everybody. So long story short, she ends up going back to this guy. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Just like, you know, what's going on, whatever. So then he gets to fussing with me, and she says, Ariel, just please, just be quiet. Ariel, please, just don't say anything. Just, you know, I didn't ask you for help. Skirt! The moment you dialed my phone, and my boyfriend goes over there and getting the tussle. So every time I see y'all together, I'm just like, and they like, you know, and I'm just like, you know.
They still together now?
Yeah. They had a baby by everything. I'm just
do
like,
he still put his hands on her now?
I don't know, and probably. I don't care.
Probably.
I do not care. So she actually, I feel like they really betrayed me, because it's like, how are you going to be back with somebody and then let him try to fuss me out, mm-hmm. and you just, hey, please be quiet, mm-hmm. like he gonna whoop on my tail,
right?
You crazy. And so is he. I said, you know what, I'm done with the both of y'all. He can punch you in the eye right now, and I swear I didn't see it.
That's That is what I say about, you know, we had already talked about that, mm-hmm. you know, getting in to situations like that, especially when you know somebody's definitely going back.
Mm-hmm. See, I didn't think she was.
Well, yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. I tell you,
Secrets of a trife person.
Yeah.
Secrets of a trife.
Okay. Yeah, secrets.
Yeah. All right, Ronnie V. We got some time. We'll need to take a break in a minute, but you can start.
Well, I've had some betrayals. I'll just name one. So with my daughter's father, you know, we was together for 9 years, and he was just a very sociable person, you know, and he would always, like, I would never find out about things until, you know, it was after the fact or whatever, but I had ended up finding out that he had messed with a friend of mine's in my house while I was at the movies.
Oh my God.
Wait, yeah. Stop. Yeah. Stop.
There's
stop.
A stranger.
That's not me, y'all.
Hold on.
It is not me.
Hold on.
We're gonna take a break on this one. I got something to tell you.
Hold on. So you're saying that your boyfriend at the time, and I'm assuming you were living together at the time.
Yes, we were.
Not that we're condoning that. But
common law. Common law.
You needed one more year for that, but keep going.
But slept with your friend in your house.
Yes.
She's still alive?
But I got to tell you how it went down. When we come back, I'm going to let you know how it went down.
She's still alive, though.
She is.
Oh, my.
But is she maimed? Does she have one eye?
She got
guess
on her
what?
Teeth?
I seen her 2 days ago. She came into my job. I haven't seen her in 7 years.
She got all her teeth?
I don't know.
Well, if you didn't knock it out, then you soft.
I was with you when it happened.
No, you wasn't.
But we'll talk about that.
I can't wait.
Both of y'all soft.
We will be back.
Just soft.
Wait, what? We were together for real.
We do have to take a break. Oh, we'll be right back in a moment. Stay right with us. We are back. Talking today about stories of betrayal. Ronnie V was telling us her story before we went to break.
I gots to break it down. I gots to tell y'all what happened. So this particular day, it was around Thanksgiving, and this friend was a very excellent cook. So she's supposed to have been bringing me a cake that she made for me for the holidays. So my best friend had came into town. I think at that time you was living in Maryland. So you came into town and we went to the movies. So before I left, I called her to let her know. I was like, look, I'm about to step out. I'm not going to be home. You know, you can bring the cake when I get back. So when I got home, my daughter's father was like, well, Erica brought the cake by. You know, and I specifically told her, like, don't come to my house. So, you know, I felt a little funny about it, because I'm like, why would she come after I specifically told her, you know, I'm not going to be home?
How did she know he was there?
Obviously, they had been having conversations and exchanged numbers at some point. So a couple of weeks later, we was playing cards. It was me, my kid's father, her, and one of his friends. So while we was playing, I kept looking at the his friend's face. Like, it was just, like, confused. It was, you know, so I'm like.
Daddy friend?
Yeah, the baby daddy's friend. Okay. And I was like, what's wrong with him? So we go outside. And so before we leave, he was like, I have to tell you something. you know, because men, like, I had been with him for 9 years, so his friends were my friends, and we was very close. So he was like, how close are you and her? Like, why is she here? And it just threw me off of why he would ask that question. I'm like, you know, we work together. You know, we cool, you know. And he said, so he explained to me what happened that day. And he said, the day you went to the movies, that's how I knew it was true, the day you brought the cake. So he said when he got there, she had just left, and he was bragging about what happened. Mind you, my kids were home.
What?
Hold up. Mind you, my kids were home.
When they did it?
Like, they was in the bathroom.
Oh, Lordy.
And it was, performing oral. They was in the, and he, like, sent my daughter to the room to play the video game or something. Like, I'm telling you, like, it got descriptive. So, you know, he's telling me this, and I'm like, couldn't even wait. So I went to his job because he was at work at this time.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
the next day. Because, you know, I couldn't, right then and there, I went to jail.
Wait. When he took you outside, she's still in the house.
No, everybody had left. It was just me and him.
Oh.
You know, and I think he, you know, my kid's father had went to the store. So it was just me and him talking outside, and he had told me. So the next day, I went up to the job. I said, I need to talk to you. I need you to clock out, whatever you got to do. We need to talk. This is important. So he was like, you know, what's going on? So we get back to the house because he stayed like 5 minutes away from where he worked.
Oh, Lord, you drove him back to the house.
Yes, I did. I needed no witnesses.
Lord.
So, you know, so I said, you know me, I'm very straight to the point, straight up. So I'm like, so I'm going to tell you what I know, and you go tell me what happened. So he was like, what are you talking about? So I said, first of all, I'm going to let you know that she called me crying because she felt bad. She felt guilty about what she did. So she told me everything that happened. So I'm telling him that she told me what she hadn't.
Right.
He was like, she's lying. Picked up the phone, called her, which, of course, I didn't dial her number. And I said, okay, she's on her way over here. So as we're waiting for her to come, I said, you know, you want to tell me the truth now, because when she get here, it's just only make it worse. So he started telling me what happened because he thinking I already know. I said, okay.
Well, you do know, but you don't know from her.
Yeah, thinking
right.
that she confirmed it. Mm-hmm. You know, so he's sitting there crying, and, you know, me, I'm a very, you know, I have a problem with my hands at times.
Heartless,
you know,
person.
Back in the day. So, but you know how you can just be so fed up and so done, like, reacting to it. I just knew it was over. Like, you know what? It's not even worth anything to this mm-hmm, point because,
right.
And he was crying. He was just like, you know, I know you go, you want to hit me, this and that. And I was real calm. And I was like, you know, I'm good. You know, you say what you had to say, pack stuff. Need you to leave.
Got men crying that you're going to beat him up.
Well, you know, I guess he was willing to just, you know, take his consequences. Because sometimes
with
people feel like, you know, well, if she go ahead and do what she got to do to me, we fine
right.
now.
Get it
you
out
know.
Your system.
Mm-hmm. So, for some reason, I don't know how I ended up running to her husband. I can't remember if
the
he called
was
me.
Married?
Yes. I can't remember if he called me or I ran into him that same day. We had a conversation. He was coming to me about other stuff that he had heard about her. And me being the friend that I am, I'm like, I don't know what you got going on with your wife. Like, I can't confirm any of those stories, but I'm going to tell you what she did with mine. So me and him had a conversation, and I was like, actually, I'm about to confront her about it. Because I had called her to come to my house. She didn't know why. And so he was like, just please let me be there. And I was like, no. I said, because whatever going on between y'all is not going to go on in my house.
Right.
So he was like, you know, just please, I won't say nothing. So what we did was he came to my house before she got there, and he was hiding in the bathroom.
Oh, Lord, what started it?
So she was, so she came in the house or whatever, so we started having a conversation, and I was like, you know, telling her that my daughter's father told me what happened, like he admitted it or whatever. So she just kept denying and denying, you know, and I'm like, you know, he already admitted to me because he felt guilty. You know, the same story I ran to him. So, and I said, I just don't understand why. I said, you know, you really don't have too many friends. And now I understand why. I said, but I've always been a loyal friend to you. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm just like, now remind you, her husband is in the bathroom.
Right.
So I'm like, you remember when you slept with your husband's best friend? I said, do you think I would ever betray you,
you
and
know
tell
what,
something
you,
like that?
You know.
She was like, no. I said, you remember the time when your husband called me? And those two guys you met at the restaurant that you went and slept with, guys you didn't know.
Both of them at the same time?
Yeah. And I took up for you. I said,
God.
To this day, I still haven't told a soul. Because that's the type of friend I am.
But the husband is in the bathroom listening to everything.
Because I'm not telling. Mm-hmm. She's admitting.
That's right.
And then the final straw. It was a guy that was close to him. Not only did she sleep with the best friend, she slept with his cousin. So I admitted that. And I said, you know, and when you slept with the cousin in the house. So she's sitting there. She was like, you know, Veronica, she said, you know, I would never do that. Like, I would never do you like that. I love you like a sister. He's lying, you know, and I know you would never tell any of my secrets. The door opens. Dun, dun, dun.
That's the door.
The husband walks out. And she's sitting there with her mouth wide open.
Did you ever pick it up?
You know what I told her? Checkmate. Now get out of my house and go deal with your husband. So they're divorced. She's on drugs. She just got out of prison. But the crazy part about it, I haven't seen her in 7 years, and she popped up at my store 2 days ago. And the voice, like, somebody was trying to tell her where something was, and then they was like, well, go to customer service desk and she'll help you. And I had my head down, and she said, you know, she said my name, and I looked up.
What'd she say?
And I was like, wow. You know, how you doing? How's life? You know, well, you know, me and my husband's been divorced. You know, he got the kids, and she was in a murder trial, accessory to murder. Somebody murdered somebody. She went to pick him up, and it was just a whole lot of stuff. But just the look, you know, she was like, it was just so good seeing you, and I was like, likewise. And she looked like she was at the ends, like
reaping what you sow.
But it was just like so crazy, and you know what the crazy part about it is, I think. Secretly, I think, like, she was in love with me because she was so pressed about us, like, our friendship.
Okay, Viola.
No, seriously. Listen, she begged
Annalise.
Me. She begged me, like, so long, like, months and months afterwards, you know, just to talk to her, don't let our friendship go, you know, how much she cared about me, how much she loved. And she did swing that way. Found that out later on, too, but I found that out through the husband. But she was just so concerned about our friendship and not breaking that. It wasn't even the fact of what she did with my daughter's father. You know, she was just worrying about, you know, reestablishing our bond. But, you know, that was the, you know, the only betrayal that I know directly that
she
happened
with me.
She had
a lust demon.
Yeah, she was getting it in with everybody. And look, the guy with the six kids that work with me.
She slept with him.
No, he had asked for her phone number.
That day?
Right then and there.
She
and I looked at him. I said, you will be in the clinic tomorrow. Oh, I forgot I was at work, though.
Not
she
the clinic.
That bad,
wow.
People asking for a number still.
Her just meeting him, like he was showing her what some items were, and she had said some things to him that piqued his interest.
Tell him to sit down with six children and he but 22.
He's 22 with six children.
Six kids.
Gosh. That is an amazing episode of The Young and Colored.
Yeah.
That, yes, that it is.
That just makes
ratchetness
my story.
At its best.
That is great. That is like Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know what?
So are you meaning
of Love and Hip Hop? I cannot believe. Do y'all know I am watching Love and Hip Hop?
I can believe
nothing else is on.
And like recording it.
I can believe it.
All our shows are going off. What are we going to look at now?
I know, but not my shows, because my show started last week.
What show?
Vampire Diaries and the Originals. It comes on tonight. I love the Vampire Diaries and the Originals.
Speaking of vampires, do you know that Nikki has never seen
any I don't even want to talk about that. Because Nikki tried to come for me last week. And talking about, because I had just seen Straight Outta Compton, she gonna try to tell me that I need a whooping. Who has not seen any of the Twilights? Who has not seen a $4 billion franchise?
Something is wrong with her. Something wrong with her head. Something's definitely wrong with her head.
I don't even know how to respond right now. I'm already in timeout. Okay, y'all don't understand. If y'all can see the setup, I'm already in timeout.
She is not in timeout. I had to have Nikki move to another mic because
she was too nosy.
Because my voice is
just
so
go ahead and
subtle,
say it. She was too nosy, looking at everybody.
Well, you know, we have dynamic mics, and you know, in dynamic mics, you must speak directly into the mic. Mm-hmm. And she was talking all around it like then
I like to look at people when I talk to them.
And she likes to look at everybody. So I had her move seats, and well, as you can see
everybody.
Exactly.
But I came home.
She sounds great in the mic, and she can see everybody. It's not time out.
I have a question for you guys. Mm-hmm. Okay. Say you have two best friends.
I do.
Two best friends that are typically not friends with each other.
Oh, yes.
Oh, they are, though. Okay.
So two best friends that don't click with each other, but mm-hmm. she's my best friend on this side, she's my best friend on that side.
Which mm-hmm. I have had that before. Well,
and
not
say
best friends.
But. That you found out that they were sleeping with the same guy. Right?
I would tell them both on three-way.
Okay. Even though you know they hated each other?
Yes. Because they would have that common thing and they would have to deal with him
I want to almost ask you something, but I ain't even messing with nobody here to be worried about that. But did something happen back in the day you ain't telling me? Because you know I already don't like that chick.
She is
you
know? So sensitive. I don't know what's wrong with her. Maybe you need to move her chair back.
You know what?
Because of a she already flock gave together. Me a few reasons. If you want to talk to Cherry, I'll go find that chick.
You know what? Let me ask you this. Did he belong to either of them?
Oh, there you go with that.
Well, if we're going to speak in Eric Lee's term, everybody is single unless they're married.
No, I'm just
besides
saying.
Besides the point, though, you really are the culprit in the middle of this
I'm
thing.
Saying, was he the boyfriend of either one of them? You know.
She the best friend. That's the point.
I don't know if they were like he had a title with both of them. You know, I just know he was sleeping with both of them.
That's all you needed to know.
But I'm talking about when I found out.
What you do?
Like, I found out only because the conversations they would both tell me, no name was mentioned for a long time. Like, I knew.
How many best friends you got?
Oh, my God, Panicky.
I don't know about two of us.
You're in your feelings. I don't know what is going on
this.
With you.
You brought it to the air. Who are your best friends? Who is your number two and three? Because I know I'm number one.
You're feeling very aggressive. And I think that
security.
You need to
security.
You playing
bring
so
it down.
No,
I am so
that's
glad that she is
air,
moved for me right now.
That's not what you
because
do on
I'm,
the air, though. Who are we talking
I'm
about?
I'm feeling threatened. Okay. If anybody is listening, my address
let me make this clear. Where I'm at right now, I'm so happy that no man from my past matters. But at the same time, my friendship with you matters.
Aggressiveness.
You know so what? You sounded like Erica.
Who is Erica?
Who's Erica?
You know. Sounded real aggressive.
Who is Erica?
Oh, from Love and Hip Hop.
No, Erica from Ronnie V's Story. I don't know who's that friendship. Now, was she Erica?
Wait, I sound like Erica the crackhead?
Blink twice.
I sound like Erica? I sound like Erica?
I don't know.
I'm feeling very.
You know what? I'm going to let
okay,
you know
okay,
your story.
Okay, well, let me just say
she ain't
this.
Right. She ain't right.
If he was not either's boyfriend, I would not say anything.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Then you ain't right either.
If they were sleeping together?
Yes, because.
Eric, that's not right.
No, stop it. If he's not anybody's boyfriend, why would you? And everybody is just. Doing whatever, why would you tell it?
Because everybody's about, doing it, whatever.
Whatever. It's about safety.
How
it's about,
do you
what if
know?
They falling in love?
Well, if she was wanted to be all that safe, she wouldn't be sleeping with somebody.
What?
I'm just saying, if it was about safety,
that's right.
Then
I mean,
she wouldn't be
she
sleeping
could
around.
The safest protection is
that
abstinence.
Was my question. My question is,
but in
was
your
he
case,
the
it
boyfriend?
Don't matter because you said if they ain't married, they single anyway. But point is,
of course, if
still,
you're not married, you're single.
But listen, I get that. But what I'm saying is, it ain't even about the dude. Take the dude out of it. The
you know what? I think we need to go to break. She's feeling some type of way for some reason.
I'm
I don't
not
understand.
Feeling some type of way.
Break
just,
time.
This is how,
let, we'll be back.
We'll be back go in just break. A moment. Stay right with us. So before we went to commercial break, Nikki had a meltdown on the air.
One of many.
Don't call me out.
She had a meltdown. Ronnie V's question was
hypothetically.
If you had two best friends that did not like each other, but you were the middle one, you know, in the middle, and you found out that they were sleeping with the same guy, would you tell either one of them?
I definitely would.
Now, I said no. I said no because unless he's the boyfriend of one of the two.
What if he was boyfriend of both?
Well, then I would have to, I then would say, if he's playing both people and acting like he's the boyfriend of both women, I would tell it.
Okay, so can I say this? Please, just let me say it. I'm
oh my gosh.
Now listen, this was the most profound story I have ever heard. Two men grew up together from, as they say, the sandbox, best friends from wee-wee to now, to adulthood.
Wee-wee.
Leave me alone. Both got married, had families, and were living their life. And one of the best friends came to the other and told him about an affair he was having with a woman on the side. And the best friend advised him to stop, you know, don't betray your family like that. Don't do that. It's not right. Blah, blah, blah. The man continued on, had a child with the lady, and just had another life on the side. And the best friend told him he can no longer be his best friend. And the man didn't understand why. And he said, because if you could do that to your wife and children, then who am I to you? And when I tell you, that story just resonated my soul, because that's always been me. I have not been the most greatest person ever, but when you in my circle, when you in my life, when you mean something to me, there is no betrayal there. There is no nothing. You know, we might have moments of, oh, we disagreed and we don't like each other, but there's not going to be betrayal in the way we're looking at it. So my point is, my meltdown was, I need to know who I'm dealing with. Because if that's what you would do, anybody, if that's what somebody would do to you, you don't need them in your life. And that's just my feeling. This is how we see it. We see it. We right now being me. I didn't finish. Mm-hmm. We right now being me. My point of view is I don't want anybody in my life that would do that or do anything to that nature. Hmm. And the same when it comes to what the man did, I would do the same thing. If you can't be loyal to your wife and kids or your spouse and kids, and who am I?
I totally disagree
with
every single solitary thing you just said.
And you can, but because it don't change me.
Because that's true. But how does it affect my friendship with you if you cheat on your wife?
Because she doesn't agree with it.
No, it ain't about disagreeing.
It's about loyalty.
It's not about disagreeing. I mean, if people mess up and make mistakes, he didn't stop being his friend the first go around. He advised him as a friend, stop. Don't do that. But again, who am I to you if you can do that to your wife and kids who are supposed to be the number ones in your life? So no, I don't want it. And again, everybody has their own choices, their own opinions. That's mine. That's why my circle, my wedding, my sister had like this big wedding and she had all these people in it. These people are nowhere to be found. Everybody that was in my wedding has been in my life for 10 years more, and they're still in my life because it's important to me to have people that I know, that I love, and most of all, that I can trust with everything. Mm-hmm. I know y'all said don't tell people everything, but I want people in my life that if I choose to tell you everything, you're going to love me the same. Mm-hmm. You're going to treat me the same, and you're going to be loyal to me just the same as I would to you. So,
But what if, say we were good friends, and what if you came to me and said, you know what, I did some dirt, you know, I did this. And then I said, well, I can't be your friend because you've done dirt.
No, but you're leaving it too broad. You're leaving it too broad because it's not about doing dirt. Again, I said, you're deceiving two of the most important people. Not two, because it was more kids than just one, but two of the most important factors in your life, which is spouse and kids. Again, I say people mess up all the time, but a continued thing. No, you don't keep that around because who are you to them? I mean, my circle will stay the way it is.
Well, what do y'all think? I mean, what do y'all think about it? I mean, you know.
I mean, you know, you say everybody has different opinions. I don't agree. And only because, like, sometimes when you really get to know how people are, you have to treat people different. Like, we may still be friends, but I'm just going to feed you with a long-handled spoon. No. Like, you have to know how to handle people. Like, for instance, if it was my family, say my sister's married and, you know, going through some things with her husband, end up cheating, you know, she's been unhappy for a long time, she's found this person in her life to make her happy, but it's too many factors to walk away from her marriage, where, you know, leaving would just cause, it's just a lot just to walk away, but she's happy with this guy. Like, that's my sister. I'm gonna love you the same. You know, I ain't snitching, I ain't telling nothing. And, I mean, life goes on.
But he may be in the bathroom listening.
What?
I'm just saying.
I missed that.
She's talking about my story when her husband was in the bathroom listening.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I mean, you know, that's just how I feel.
Interesting. That's a very interesting topic. Very interesting.
I'm just trying to figure out why
we are not Sheree, Nikki. We are not Sheree.
But why was her name was Sharice?
Oh, Sharice. What happened?
But why was I not invited to the wedding?
Huh? You didn't even know her at the time. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I did know you, but another thing you got to know about me is I don't deal with little kids. No, oh!
If you see the look on her face.
She could have been the flower girl. She could have been the flower girl.
I had one.
Yeah, you were a child 10 years ago.
What? I didn't get married 10 years ago. How old y'all think I am?
Oh, when did you get married?
5 years ago.
Five years ago. She was still a child 5 years ago.
You still a child now. We ain't kicking it.
Just because I'm younger than you all, obviously. I have younger features, you know. It doesn't mean that I'm a child. Just because you're older to the point where you could be my grandparents doesn't mean anything. It doesn't.
Who is old enough to be your grandparents?
All of you.
First of all, I'm the oldest one in here, and I'll be 45 this year.
And she's looking directly at you.
Right, and you're 23. How can I be a grandparent?
I'm just saying, you're like a grandpa. I said it. There. You're like a grandpa. It's okay. I keep everyone here young. Tanene keeps it young and fresh.
You're jealous.
No, you're jealous of me.
You are jealous.
You're jealous of me.
You wish. If I could, you I would turn around and good.
Twirl. I would twirl on you but in your life.
What? Okay, Kenya Moore.
That's right. I will be Kenya. Twirl.
Twirl. Don't come for me unless I twirl for you. Okay.
Okay, Cynthia really? Bailey.
Oh my!
Cynthia Bailey looks fabulous.
She does.
She looks absolutely. And I need to pair her glasses.
Oh, she made glasses.
But I'm not paying $100. Y'all know I'm kind of cheap.
Yes, you are.
I'm kind of cheap. So here's the story. So here's the story, guys. And I wanted to tell this story. And I really want parents and teenagers who are listening to pay attention to this story. There was a 13-year-old girl. Her name was Nicole Lavelle. Now, I don't know if you guys have heard about this story. But she was a middle school student at Blacksburg, Virginia. She disappears from her house on January 29th. 3 days later, they find her body in a wooded area in North Carolina. She had been stabbed to death. Her murderer is an 18-year-old by the name of David Eisenhower, who is a freshman from Virginia Tech University. She met him online. At a site called Kik, K-I-K. Have you guys heard of Kik?
Yeah. Yeah, my daughter is actually on that.
Well, what? She met this guy, and the police are saying that, of course, they had an inappropriate relationship. Now, it was said that she was going to expose it. That's why he kills her. Now, there's a 19-year-old girl by the name of Natalie Keepers, who is also a student at Virginia Tech, and she is charged with accessory. She has just confessed that they plotted to kill this 13-year-old girl, drove around looking for spots to dump the body.
That was just guilt.
Well, they got her. She was, you know, confessing. I guess, hey, they already, you know, they got her. And, you know, she's being charged with concealing the body. So what she did was she concealed the body. So when he killed her, threw her in the back of Keeper's car, and they went to Walmart with the dead body of a 13-year-old girl in the back of her car. And now this Kik site, K-I-K, allows people to send anonymous messages to people. So you don't even know who is sending you a message. Like, there is no profile. I'm pretty sure there's a profile, but there's no picture. There's no name. I'm assuming because I didn't go on the site, but it's anonymous. So it's got to be, you know. And, you know, I just, it's just a sad thing. And what we don't know is, I don't know if the 13-year-old girl was on there pretending to be an 18-year-old. We know we've seen that before. You know, these little children get on these sites and they pretend to be older than what they are. But they're saying that he knew she was 13. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, I just want parents to just get involved in their kids' lives.
Oh, yeah.
Especially on this social media stuff. Mm-hmm. And I always say the internet, social media, it's a great thing for marketing. It's a great marketing tool. You know, a lot of independent artists sell their you know, records and stuff through these social media sites. But it is also a dark side of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you really have to get involved. I know, you know, kids, this is my space. You know, you're invading my space. You don't have a space.
All right, LaVille.
I never had one.
Until you start paying some rent and some bills, you don't have a space. And, you know, I go back to the what's the name, Klebold, the Columbine children had a pure arsenal of guns in the basement of their parents' homes. How do you not know that your child has an arsenal of weapons in your basement? And, you know, I know a lot of parents are working, you know, it's, times are hard now, but at some point, you know, you guys have got to pay attention to what's happening, because these predators, they are preying on your kids.
Yep.
And they are Nikki, I remember what you said the other time about, you know, little boys. Mm-hmm. They're molesting little boys because boys are taught to keep things inside. Mm-hmm. You know, don't tell, you know, don't, you know, tell that. But you got to talk to your kids, you know, and let them know, you know, this is not okay. Get involved. You see your child on the phone all the time on social media, I'd be looking. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'd be looking, because I really do feel that this could have been avoided. This little 13-year-old girl could still be alive.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a tragedy. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.